Fox News. We report, you decide.
If it's happening now, you're hearing it now. Today's News Radio, 1110 KFAB.
28 degrees in Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Lincoln. Good morning, I'm Tim Sheridan, News Radio 1110 KFAB. A pair of weekend carjackings leave nine teenagers in jail.
I don't know what I'd have did if they'd have stopped, see. I do not know what I'd have did. They could have got out and grabbed me and threw me in and got me.
That man asked not to be identified, but he told WWT6 News four teens hopped in his SUV while it was warming up Friday near 30th and Sorensen. He chased it down the block but backed off when the driver pulled a gun. Cops rounded up all four suspects, and then another carjacking at an apartment complex off 72nd and Crown Point on Sunday morning. Another group of teens used a weapon to allegedly commit the crime. An Omaha man is recovering after a gunshot wound after his SUV crashed into a pole. Happened shortly after 3 a.m. Sunday. Officers found the crashed SUV near 84th and Blondo. A passenger told police someone had fired on the SUV before the crash. Police found the driver near 88th and Maple with a gunshot wound. He is expected to recover. La Vista residents will get a chance to weigh in tomorrow night on a proposed half-cent sales tax increase that would help revitalize the 84th Street corridor between Harrison and Giles.
I do feel confident that the citizens want 84th Street done. They understand that we need a revenue source. We want the people to come and weigh in on Tuesday night.
Mayor Doug Kindig says the tax increase would generate about $1.1 million to help bring business back to a strip mall that now only has a handful of tenants. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 7 p.m. If all goes as planned, 30 Metropolitan Place will replace the former Mr. C's at 30th and Ford. White Lotus Group CEO Arun Agarwal tells News Radio 1110 KFAB it will be geared to students and staff at the Metro Community College.
One of the big areas that they need is ancillary services, food, daycare, financial service, wellness, health, fitness.
Agarwal says plans have been submitted to the city, and that process will take a few months. If all goes as planned, the current Mr. C's building will be torn down in a couple of months, with construction to start shortly thereafter. The state's top tourist attraction is looking to fill hundreds of jobs. Sue Lyons is with the Henry Dorley Zoo.
We typically employ more than 500 part-time employees for our spring, summer, and fall seasons.
Lyons says the employees hired will work in a variety of areas, including rides, concessions, apartment, gift shop, and the wildlife safari. Go to omahazoo.com to apply. And here's a chance to perform in front of thousands of baseball fans. The College World Series is looking for national anthem performers for this summer's games.
Online, there's a form to complete. You can click right there and attach your MP3 or your YouTube music file, and it automatically is sent to us.
Spokesperson Katie Carmazine tells News Radio 1110 KFAB they will also accept CDs by mail. The application deadline is March 14th. Go to CWSOmaha.com for details. It's 6:34 at your official weather station, 28 degrees in Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Lincoln. News continues at the top of the hour or anytime on demand at KFAB.com. And follow us at KFAB News on Twitter. I'm Tim Sheridan on Omaha's only news radio, 1110 KFAB.
All right, Mr. Tim, good morning. Show rolls on News Radio, 1110 KFAB. Gary Sattelmeyer, Scott Voorhees, Lucy and Raj. Rosie's away for a few days.